We're in Sacramento.
Hello, sharks.
Oh, you're watching Shark Tank?
We're watching Shark Tank.
Well, I can't see
someone anything. Just made it. Oh, look at that guy. It looks like Mel Gibson.
I can't.
But with plastic surgery and also, like, one of those, what were they called? The little 80s toys. Mon Chichi.
What's that?
Did you remember the little Mon Chichi monkeys?
No.
I don't know. They were sort of like sexy baby monkeys.
That sounds like something from the 80s.
Yeah. We need this children's story to be sexy.
I'm not watching the show because you keep putting your leg in front of this
Dr. screen. Rob Yanover?
Are we reviewing this Shark episode Tank? Of Shark Tank?
No. Oh, look, it looks like he's trying to sell a dynamite penis pump.
It's funny because we read about Kevin O'Leary today.
Yeah,
in our audiobook.
In the Going Infinite, the Michael Lewis book about FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried.
Which I enjoyed.
Oh, yeah, that was like a 4 out of 5 book.
Yeah.
We audiobooked it together. Oh my God, his dynamite penis is unfurling into a long red carpet thing. Is it a red carpet?
I'm not sure this is what we want to be talking about.
Apparently, so how much did Sam Bankman-Fried give to Kevin O'Leary?
It was like 15 million?
15 million bucks for a Zoom lunch.
Yeah, and a like few 20 tweets. Minutes or something.
Yeah. He was really throwing it around. What was the feeling that you... Oh, Georgie, you okay? She just like fell over. We got her super high again today.
Not super high. We toned it down a bit.
I guess so. But she was fairly high. And when she's high...
She has to be a little careful.
Yeah, exactly. She like kind of falls out of the car. What's your deal?
What were you saying? What were you asking about? What was my impression of something?
What was your impression? Like, Sam Bankman, they're sort of in one of the parts of the book, they were talking about, like, one of the investigators into him was talking about how there's, like, three types of men in these cases, like, in these scam artist cases. There's, like, what is it? It was, like, bad guys, naive guys, or... What? There's like a third one. Do you think he was naive, bad, or... No, sorry. Was he a crook, naive, or something else?
Dumb. I think he was dumb.
Do you think he was dumb?
Yeah.
It was just that?
Yeah.
In what sense? I mean, he wasn't that dumb.
Because
He was able to scam. But then how was he able to scam so many bajillions of dollars out of people?
I mean, but if he was smart, he would be...
He wouldn't have gotten caught.
He wouldn't be in jail. The dumb ones don't go to jail. The dumb ones are like Mark Cuban is not dumb.
My question is like...
Mark Cuban did all the same stuff, but he didn't go to jail.
Right. So he's just dumb. So this is a guy who just like was smart for a while and then...
Was he ever smart?
I have no idea. I'm not defending Sam Bankman-Fried.
Seems like you want me to say he's smart. I don't think he's
smart. I don't want you to say he's smart. It's just like, I want to know. So he's just a con man. That's the thing. There's like,
no, that would be a crook.
So how did he get so much money out of people? Is there not some kind of intelligence associated with like swindling that amount of money out of people?
I don't think so.
You don't think that any intelligence goes into sort of like premeditation?
I don't think he was swindling, though.
What was he doing?
He thought that he could build something without understanding what it was.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't do it right, and he failed. Like,
it was
I don't know.
Very quick, too, right? The whole thing lasted like 2.5 years or something.
It's because he didn't know what he was doing.
But he was able to infiltrate...
Everyone wanted it to be right because they wanted the thing that he was working on to matter.
I didn't want it to be right.
But there was enough people that were like, we want crypto to be a thing, mm-hmm. that we want this to work.
Yeah.
And so that I think that was the thing. He just was like, I'll be the guy that makes it work.
What's my thing like that?
You're not like that.
How?
You're not dumb.
Oh, thanks.
Sorry, you're not going to be rich. You're not dumb. But you won't go to jail either.
But why can't I be Mark Cuban? Because I have scruples?
No, that's like...
It's because I don't care about money.
And also, he was just lucky. You have to accidentally time it perfectly.
Mark Cuban
made a thing called broadcast.com, which wasn't real and I don't think ever worked. Then he sold it to Real Networks. Or maybe it's the other way around.
What was broadcast.com?
No one knows. Maybe he sold Real to Broadcast. I don't know. Anyway, the point is... He rode the first .com wave perfectly with a garbage product that no one cared about and then got out and then became rich. And that's like what they all do. You just have to get out as soon as you have. If anyone ever offers you like $1 billion, it doesn't matter what you're doing. You say yes, you leave, you're done.
I just run away with $1 billion.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I have one regret from Portland.
You didn't make $1 billion?
Yes, that too. I have two regrets from Portland. One, I didn't make $1 billion. Two, I think I sang too many karaoke songs at Marika's house.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted to publicly say that.
Why?
Like, I think I just, like, maybe took over the mic a bit too much. When people were like, who wants to do a duo out of What's the Frequency, Kenneth? I was like, me. It's like, and then I think I did.
And don't you stop inserted believing. Yourself in some.
I love to insert myself in other people's karaoke songs, and I don't think it's good etiquette. And... But then I really sat down and was very quiet when Alex and Marika did their Sublime duet. I respected that so much. What? 5 out of 5.